Copy that. I'm sitting here at Rocky View waiting on PGE. Is there any ETA for them to get our utility back in operation?
This is 7513 at Cesar Chavez and Hasselhoff.
Hello, 7513. How can I help you?
What's that?
7513. How can I help you?
Okay, for some reason I thought you said supervisor will come help you. I'm having problem with my overhead sign. It will not accept the three-digit code 666. I don't know if that's like a inside joke with the IT department, but the 75 for whatever reason to Milwaukee, the first choice, it will not accept that code, and it comes up with invalid code. Actually, both directions, 75 from Milwaukee too. I'm just having to improvise and use 75 to 45th and Harney, so people don't get confused at the Hollywood Transit.
I show that you're the code. I don't see. I show 676, 678. Are those the codes that you're putting in?
Well, 676, but according to the panel, and everybody, I've talked to two other people, it's supposed to be 666 for whatever reason, the three-digit code.
Yeah, see, I show 221st and Jackson. It's 676 is the first part of the code, and 678 is the second part.
All right, gotcha. So don't worry about it. So don't worry about it, and just write a card on it, because the other person might get confused at the road relief, because the codes aren't going to work. You're going to have to sit there a minute and figure out one that's going to work.
I copy. Well, apparently the one I pulled up is the old one. So can you try putting in 676?
Yeah, I've got 676 in now, and the three-digit codes for two St. John's are not working with this particular vehicle, and then so that it doesn't cause a problem at, like, Hollywood, because you want to have the right destination code at Hollywood, because people will come up and say, hey, you're parked in the wrong place, or they'll think you're brand new and you're just kind of clueless.
I copy. So you have 676 in there now?
Yeah, 676 works great. It just says 75 to Milwaukee, and no one has an issue with it.
Sorry, we timed out. Yeah, because I'm showing on the old paddles that 676 is the first part of the code, but in the new paddle it's showing 666, so I don't know if that's a typo or what it is.
Okay, so it's not necessarily a typo, because I noticed that the last trip I did, it did automatically reset and say 75 to St. John's halfway through the route.
Well, and that's what it's supposed to do. It has one code, and then it changes, you know, partway through. But on the old paddle, it says it's supposed to be 676 to 21st and Jackson for the first part, and then 678 for the second part. So I'm not sure if that's just a typo on the new ones or what the deal is.
Okay, gotcha. Looks like it's not an issue for now. I'll just tell the guy at the road, the person at the road relief, that if it shows invalid, just type some codes that will work.
I copy. I hope you have a good rest of your day. We'll be clear at 10:44.